Hare Krishna. How is everybody? When I came here, Madhavan Prabhu just told me that one gets headache here. Therefore, one should drink a lot of water. I thought that it happens to others. It will But since last night, I got that. I still have a pretty bad headache. Did anybody else get headache? I hope I'm not giving you the headache. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
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 Shri Shri Brahma Samhita ki
Jai.
Our Sampradaya Acharya Srila Brahma ki jai. Yeah. It's okay. So, what did we discuss yesterday? Do you all remember? What is Brahma Samhita?
Essence of Srimad Bhagavatam.
Brahma's prayers to the Supreme Personality of God. Brahma is the first created being. He appeared. Where did Brahma come from? From the navel of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Garbhodakshaya Vishnu. But although Brahma came directly from the Supreme Personality of Godhead, when he came to the material nature, he didn't have any recollection of his past. So it's something like when one comes to the material nature, he has to begin right from there. He doesn't have any connection, any understanding of the spiritual sky. Therefore, there's a saying, not a saying, it is an understanding. Let's see how far it can go. What it means is this.
I know, this thing was broken.
Oh, it's not broken.
It went all the way.
I see, okay. Will it stay like this?
Yeah.
Spiritual nature is beyond this material perception, beyond our material perception. Actually, with the spiritual nature, we don't have any perception at all. With our senses, with our mind, with our intelligence, we cannot perceive the spiritual reality. It's a totally different dimension. Therefore, when we come to the material nature, we don't have any understanding, any recollection of the spiritual reality. And, yeah, as I was saying, the spiritual nature is something like, you see, the material nature and total inactivity of all material activity when we are is deep sleep. We have actually three states of existence. One is a conscious state of existence, one is a dream state of existence, and other is the sleep state of existence. What is the present conscious state of existence? When we are in a gross body consciousness. When you are in gross body consciousness, then both gross body and the subtle body are active. But when we are in a dream state, then the gross body becomes inactive, only the subtle body remains active. That's the dream state. And when the subtle body also becomes inactive, then it is a deep sleep state. There we are not active at all. Neither the gross body nor the subtle body yet are active. And this is total inactivity. And spiritual nature is beyond that. When all the material activities ceases, when all our material activities stop, then only we can become qualified to enter into the spiritual world. So it's like something like falling asleep. We fall asleep. Now if we can, what happens after falling asleep? We again wake up in this region, in the material region. But if we somehow could wake up on the other region, we'll find the spiritual world. The spiritual world is beyond that region of deep sleep of Sushupti or Sushupti. Tighten this, let's see. As hard as possible. I drop it. So now when we come from the spiritual sky, we wake up in this material nature. And then we don't really know how to deal with the spiritual reality. The only way we can become spiritually active when somebody gives us the information of this, about the spiritual nature. And the person who gives the information about the spiritual nature must also have the knowledge about the spiritual nature himself. Otherwise, how can he give that? And who is that person who gives the information of the spiritual nature? The spiritual master. That's why it is very emphatically pointed out that without coming across as bona fide spiritual master, one cannot go back to the spiritual sky. And who is the spiritual master? Jai Krishna Tattvavetta Shai Guru. The one who knows Krishna, he is a spiritual master. Because he knows Krishna means he has all the information about the spiritual sky. And we saw that in the case of Brahma, very distinctly. Brahma, the most exalted personality in the universe, the one who came directly from the Supreme Personality of Godhead, even he is in ignorance. So what to speak of us? And how did Brahma become enlightened? By receiving the spiritual knowledge from the Supreme Personality of Godhead. And how the spiritual knowledge is imparted? The spiritual knowledge is actually spiritual knowledge comes in the form of Gayatri or mantra. And there are hundreds and millions of mantras, there are innumerable mantras. But there is only one Mahamantra. And when we meditate upon the mantra or the Mahamantra, when we systematically or offenselessly chant the mantra, then the mantra actually becomes manifest in our heart. And that manifestation of the mantra is the Vedic knowledge, or the knowledge about the spiritual reality. So Brahma received the mantra, Gayatri, from the Supreme Personality of Godhead himself, Krishna. He received the Kama Gayatri, and meditating upon that Kama Gayatri, Brahma was transported to the spiritual sky. This spiritual knowledge was revealed in the heart of Brahma. Dibya Gyan Hriday Prakashita. The transcendental knowledge was revealed in the heart of Brahma. And now Brahma is transported to the spiritual sky. In a way we can say, Brahma's heart has been transformed into the spiritual sky. And then Brahma saw the spiritual sky. Brahma saw the Supreme Personality of Godhead. And Brahma saw the entire creation and the connection of everything with the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Brahma saw how the Supreme Personality of Godhead is the source and origin of everything. So that is now going to be described as prayers. Now what is prayers? What is prayers? Prayers is the glorification of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Prayers are the sincere expression of our gratitude to the Supreme Personality of Godhead. That is what prayers are. Prayers are not just some flattery. Prayers are presentation of the perception of the Supreme Personality of Godhead in a factual way. The way Brahma saw the Supreme Personality of Godhead, that's what he is describing. First, he is describing the spiritual sky. How is he seeing Vrindavan? Chintamani prakara sadmasu kalpavriksha lakshabritesu surabhir abhipalayantam Lakshmi Shahasra Satasam Brahma Sidhyamanam Govindamadi Purusham Tamaham Bhajam. Chintamani. Chintamani means touchstone. What is touchstone? We know sandstone, granite stone, marble, sapphire, diamond. But what is touchstone? Touchstone is a kind of a stone that just by its touch, base metals become gold. That is the material counterpart of the touchstone. Chintamani is a kind of stone that not only transforms everything to gold. Gold is not an important thing in the spiritual sky. What to speak of spiritual sky, even in the lower region, in Sutala Loka, Atala Loka, in the Atala Loka, there is a river of gold. Can you imagine? Water is not flowing there. Gold is flowing in that river. So even in that region, gold is not a very important thing, very precious thing. And that is also in the lower planetary system. So transformation of gold, base metal into gold is not a big thing. But what is Chintamani? Chinta means what? Chinta means thought. Chinta means thoughts, where the thoughts become our reality. That Chintamani transforms our thoughts into reality. Chintamani Prakara Sadmushu, that region is made up of Chintamani. And Chintamani Prakara Sadmasu Kalpavriksha Lakshabritesu. It's a forest. That region is a forest. Now forest means trees. Not one or two trees. It's hundreds and millions of trees. And what are those trees? They are the desire trees. Desire tree is again a tree. Just in front of the tree, whatever you desire, that will become manifest. Your desire will become a reality. Once I heard a story about a desire tree. This story is actually very nice instruction that we should be very careful before we go in front of a desire tree. Because if we have a wrong desire, we'll be in trouble. A woodcutter went to cut wood in the forest. And he happened to be cutting a tree next to a desire tree. And while cutting the tree, his axe broke. And he became very frustrated and he felt, now where shall I get an axe? If I could get an axe, it would have been so nice. And immediately an axe appeared. So he picked up the axe and started to cut the tree. And he cut the tree, but then he thought, oh, what a hassle it is. Now I have to chop it into pieces. If someone could just chop the log into pieces, that would have been so nice. Immediately, the axe slipped out of his hand and started to chop the tree logs. And then he thought, if it could be bound into a bundle, then it would have been so easy for me to carry. And immediately some ropes appeared and it got bound in a bundle. Then he thought, oh, so I have some time, so let me take a little rest. And while he was thinking that, he thought, it would have been so nice if I could get some food to eat. And immediately a plate of food appeared and he ate. Now after eating the food, he fell asleep. And when he fell asleep, it became already dark. When he woke up, it was already dark. And when he became very afraid, and he felt, if a tiger came and ate me up, what will happen? And immediately a tiger came. So, we have to be qualified before we get the mercy of a desire. Vrindavan is non-different from the spiritual sky. All the trees in Vrindavan are desire trees. In Mayapur, all the trees are desire. But because we do not know how to desire properly, those trees are not fulfilling our desires. But if our desires are Krishna conscious, then all those trees will be more than happy to fulfill those desires. So Vrindavan is a forest full of desire trees. Kalpavriksha, Lakshavriteshu, and Surabhir Abhipalayantam. There are many, many cows. Brahma is seeing. There are so many cows. And all those cows are Surabhi cows. Now, Surabhi cow also can fulfill the desire of everyone. Now, Surabhi is in the spiritual sky in Vrindavan. Surabhis. But Surabhi has a daughter, a daughter of Surabhi is present in this material nature. That is in the custody of Vasishtha. Vasishtha is a very exalted sage, and he has this cow. Probably you remember how the eight Vasus were traveling. And they were flying over Vasishtha's ashram. They came across this Nandini, Surabhi's daughter. And one of the wives of the Vasus became attracted to the cow and wanted her husband to steal the cow. So although they persuaded her not to insist on that, but still she kept on insisting, and then finally they stole the cow. When Vasishtha came back, he found that Nandini was missing, and through his transcendental vision, Vasishtha could see what happened, and then he cursed those Vasus. And who is the one who got the curse, who stole the cow?
Bhishma
Dev. So that is Nandini. Another anecdote about Nandini's ability has been very wonderfully demonstrative. Vishwamitra was a king in previous life, in his past phase of his life. And one day, while hunting in the forest, he lost his way and came, along with his soldiers, he came to the ashram of Vasishtha. So they all were very tired and exhausted and hungry. So they came to Vasishtha's ashram, and Vasishtha saw them, that they are tired and hungry. So Vasishtha said, please go take your bath and I will arrange some food for you. So they thought, what food he'll arrange? Most probably some fruits or roots at the most. But when they came, they found that a feast has been arranged that even Vishwamitra as a king could not imagine. Like a feast of that nature he himself had never seen in his whole life. And everyone was fed to his heart's content. So then Vishwamitra asked Vasishtha, how did you make this arrangement? Such an elaborate arrangement, which is rare even for a monarch to organize. In the middle of the forest, practically no time you have arranged it. How did you do that? So he said, look, I have a cow and she is a desired fulfilling cow. She is a Kamdhenu. She's a daughter of Surabhi. And whatever I ask from her, she provides. Then Vishwamitra insisted, please give me that cow. He said, you live in the forest. You don't need a cow like that. I can properly utilize that cow, so give it to me. Give her to me. So Vasishtha said, look, it's not a matter of my necessity being fulfilled out of her. Actually, she is my daughter, like my daughter. And I can't part with her. So then Vishwamitra pleaded him, no, please, please give me. So finally when Vasishtha didn't agree, Vishwamitra ordered his army to forcefully take that cow. So Nandini was being dragged away from the ashram in that way. So Nandini, with tears in her eyes, started to appeal to Vishwamitra. I'm sorry, Vasishtha. You are like my father, and in front of you, they are torturing me like this. So aren't you going to do anything about it? Vasishtha said, look, I'm a Brahmin and I cannot resort to violence. But if you want, you can defend yourself. So immediately Nandini produced an army. And that army defeated Vishwamitra's army and drove them away. So that is the prowess. That's the ability of a Surabhi cow. So in Golok Vrindavan, all the cows are Surabhi cows. Surabhir Abhipalayantam. And Krishna is maintaining those cows. Abhipalayantam. And there Krishna is sporting with many young girls. Who are those young girls? Lakshmi Shahasra Satasam Brahma Sevyam. Krishna is constantly being served by Sahasra Sata, hundreds of thousands of Lakshmis. So that is Golok Vrindavan. Govindam Adi Purusham Tamaham Bhajam. So first Brahma is describing the spiritual sky, Golok Vrindavan. It's a forest, but not a forest of pines and poplar and ash and maples. That's a forest of desire trees. The land there is made of chintamani. Krishna is tending those cows. Krishna alone has 9 million cows. 90 lakhs is 9 million. He has 9 million cows that Krishna alone is tending. And what to speak of Krishna's friends and other cowherd people. So many cows. All those cows are Surabhi cows. Surabhi, Abhipala, and Tam. Lakshmi Sahasra Sata Sambrama Sevamanam. Very respectfully, Lakshmis, hundreds of thousands of Lakshmis are rendering service to Krishna. So I worship that Govinda, the Adi Purusha. So then next four verses will describe Krishna's form, Krishna's beauty. Krishna, what is Krishna doing? Venum kanantam aravinda dalayataksha. Krishna is playing on his flute, Venu. And his eyes are like lotus, wide, like lotus petals. Aravinda, Dala, the Aravinda Dal. Aravinda means lotus, Dal means petal, and Ayata means extended, wide. So Krishna's beautiful eyes are wide like and extended like the lotus petal. Aravinda Dalayataksham. And Barhavatam. He has a peacock feather on his head. Sama Asita Ambuda Sundarangam. His beautiful form has the complexion of monsoon cloud. Kandarpa Koti Kamaniya. And his beauty enchants millions of cupids. One Cupid has enchanted the whole world. It is due to the influence of one Cupid, the whole world is enamored and enchanted with the appreciation of beauty, let's put it that way. Cupid actually causes this appreciation in the heart for beauty. And one Cupid causes that appreciation of beauty. And here, these Cupids, millions of Cupids, have become enchanted by Krishna's beauty. So what kind of beauty it is? Kandarpa Koti Kamaniya Vishesha Shobham Govindam Adi Purusham Tamaham Bhajam. So in the spiritual sky, what Krishna does? Krishna just plays there with all his associates and friends. In a very special region of Vrindavan. And how does he play? One of his most favorite pastimes is to play in his flute. He does everything by playing his flute. He controls the cows by playing his flute. Although he carries a stick, the cowherd boys have to control the cows with a stick. He carries the stick, but he doesn't use the stick. He controls the cows just by playing his flute. The cows sometimes get drifted away. Then what does Krishna do? Krishna just plays on his flute and all the cows come. And sometimes they get stunned. Why? Even the cows become stunned hearing Krishna's flute. And then at night, Krishna plays on his flute and all the gopis just run to meet him. So Krishna is Muralidhar or Venudhari. There are different types of flutes. Bamsi, Murali, Venu. So, Venum Kanantam Aravinda Dalayataksham Barhavatam Samasitam Buddhasundarangam Kandarpa Koti Kamaniya Vishesha Shobham. His Vishesha Shobham, his special beauty, enchants the millions of cupids. So Brahma first described the spiritual sky. then Brahma is describing Krishna, how he is seeing him, the way he is seeing him. Alolo Chandra Kalasad Banamalya Vamsi Ratnangadam Pranayakili Kalavilasham Shyamam Tribhanga Lalitam Niyata Prakasham Govindam Adi Purusham Tamaham Bhajam. Alola. Alola means swinging. Chandraka, Chandrahar, the moon-shaped locket on his chest. As Krishna is moving along with his movement, that Chandrahar or moon-shaped locket is swinging. And Banamalya, Lasad Banamalya, and there is a beautiful flower garland, garland of flowers, adorning his torso, his chest. And Vamsi is playing in his flute. Ratnangadam, adorned with jeweled ornaments. His body is beautifully decorated with all kinds of jeweled ornaments. Ratnangadam. And Pranayakeli Kala Virasam. Pranayakeli, the pastimes of love. Kala Vilasham, he is enjoying, who always revels with in his loving pastimes. And that Shyamasundaram, Shyamam, he is Shyamasundar because his complexion is like the monsoon cloud. And Tribhanga Lalitam, bending in three places, very gracefully bending. Tribhanga Lalitam, very gracefully bending in three places. And Niyata Prakasham, that form is eternally manifest. Govindam Adi Purusham Tamaham Bhajam. I worship Govinda, the primeval Lord, round whose neck is swinging a garland of flowers, beautified with the moon locket, whose two hands are adorned with the flute and jeweled ornaments, who always revels in pastimes of love, whose graceful threefold bending form of Shyamasundar is eternally manifest. Angani jasya sakalendriya vrittimanti pashyanti panti kalayanti chiran jaganti ananda chinmaya sadujjala vigrahasya govindamadi purusham tamaham bhajami. Angani, anga means the different parts of his body, the limbs. Angani jasya, his different parts of his body, his different limbs, sakalindriya vrittimanti. His limbs, all his limbs are able to perform the activities of different senses. Unlike ours. We have five senses, and the five senses, the five senses perform five different types of activity. Like with our eyes we see, with our ears we hear, with our tongue we taste, with our skin we touch, and so forth. But Krishna, is every single limb of his body can perform the activities of all different senses. So, that is how wonderful Krishna's characteristic is. And Pashyanti is like how Pashyanti, his different limbs can see, Panti, and maintain, Kalayanti, manifest, Chiram Jaganti, the eternal, eternally, the universes. Ananda Chinmaya Sadujjala Vigrahasya. His Ujjala Vigraha, his beautifully dazzling form, Vigraha, is Ananda Chinmaya, is full of bliss and full of substantiality. That is Sat Chit Ananda. In the beginning also, Sat Chit Ananda Ishwara Paramakrishna, Sat Chit Ananda Vigraha. Here also, Ananda Chinmaya Sadujjala Vigraha. Sat Ujjala Vigraha Ananda Chinmaya. Ananda, full of joy, full of bliss, and full of chit, consciousness, chinmaya. Sat chit ananda vigraha. I worship that Govinda, the Supreme Personality of God, Adi Purusham. Then Krishna's qualities are being described in the next verse. Advaitam achyutam anadim ananta rupam adyan purana purusham navajo vanancha vedeshu durlabham adurlabham atma bhakto govindam adi purusham tamaham bhajam. Advaitam. Dvaita means second. Dvitiya. Dvaita. Dual. But Krishna is advaitam, non-dual. He is one without a second. Achyutam, without decay. Advaitam, achyutam, anadim, without a beginning. Anantarupam, whose form is endless, or who possesses unlimited form. Krishna is advaitam, one, but at the same time, he has unlimited forms. So this is the inconceivable potency of Krishna. Advaitam, achyutam, anadim, anantarupam. And he is adyam. He is the beginning. Purana Purusham, the most ancient person. He is Adyam, he is the beginning, he is the origin, and he is the most ancient personality. Yet, Navajovanancha, his form is eternally youthful, a blooming youth. Just 15 going on to 17, 16. The most beautiful part of the life, most beautiful phase of the life. Just about from Kaishor, 15 is Kaishor, and from he just finished his Kaishor and in entering into Jovan, youth. Boyhood is now turning into youth. Boyhood is turning into youth. And that is Krishna's eternal form. He doesn't change after that. That is his eternal form. Navajovanancha. Although he is the oldest, but he is eternally youthful. Sometimes people develop a misconception that since, especially in Christianity, we notice that God has been mistaken to be an old man with flowing white beard. And they couldn't think. Because they do not have any spiritual understanding, their conceptions are mundane, material. And therefore, they think that since he is the oldest, he must be an old man. But here we are seeing, although he is the oldest, he is eternally youthful. Navajovana. And that's the Supreme Personality of Godhead. And that's how he's different from us. When we become old, we become old. But when Krishna, although he's eternal, but he's always youthful. Navajovanancha. And Bedeshu Durlabham. Durlabham means inaccessible. Vedeshu. Even in the Vedas, he is inaccessible. Even after studying all the Vedas, we may not be able to understand Krishna. Or we may not be able to comprehend Krishna. But Adurlabham, Atma Bhakta. Durlabh means inaccessible, rare, impossible to find. But Adurlabham means not at all difficult to find. Not at all difficult to obtain. By whom? Atma Bhakto, to his devotees. He is rare even for the most exponents of the Vedas. The greatest exponents of the Vedas may not understand him. But to his devotee, he is very easily accessible and very easily obtainable. Through pure devotion of the soul. So I worship that Govindam Adipurusham. I worship Govinda, the primeval Lord. Panthastu koti satavatsara sampragamyo bayo rathapi manaso munipungavanam sopastijat prapadasimna vichinta tatte Govindamadi Purusham Tamaham Majam. Panthas to Koti Satavat Sarasan Prakamma. By the process of meditating upon him or trying to understand him through austerities and penances, through all kinds of intellectual endeavors for thousands of years. Satavatsara, sampragamyo, bayo rathapi, with the movement of the wind, even with the movement of the mind. These great personalities, the great munis, the munipungavana. Muni means a thoughtful person. Munipung and the foremost, that is, Muni means a jnani, a person who is situated in knowledge, a greatest of the philosophers. And Pungavanam, Pungava means the foremost of the Munis, the thinkers, the philosophers, not ordinary mental speculators, but real exalted personalities, who can literally travel with the speed of their mind. Even they, traveling for hundreds of years with the speed of the mind, can come all only up to the tip of his toenail. Soapi asti jat prapada simna abhichinta tatve. Prapada means prapada, pada means foot, and prapada means the tip of the foot. What is the tip of the foot? The toe. Of the toe. Simna, and simna means the tip. They can come only up to the tip of the toenail. And the effulgent that they perceive, the effulgent that is coming out from the toenail of the Supreme Personality. I worship Govinda, the primeval Lord. Only the tip of the toe of whose lotus feet is approached by the yogis who aspire after the transcendental and betake themselves to pranayama by drilling the respiration, or by jnanis who try to find out the non-differentiated Brahman by the process of elimination of the mundane, extending over thousands of millions of years. So in this way, Krishna's identity is being revealed by Lord Brahma. So today we'll do up to this five verses, 29, 30, 31, 32, 33. I did six verses actually. Up to 34. Tomorrow we'll do 35 onwards. And in the meantime, you all, since you have the books with you, please read them and try to get acquainted with the information available here. Does anybody have any question? Yes, Sharmila.
The age of Krishna is from going from 15 to 16. Like, how would other things be known?
Huh? How about?
Other, his associates and everything, they also remain?
They also remain the same. Actually, in the spiritual sky, they all remain the same. They all are the same. But in the material nature, when Krishna performs his pastime, Krishna is born, then he grows up, and then he reaches that age. Same with his friends, they also grow up, and when they reach their respective ages, then that's where they get settled. They are there already. They don't have their birth leela, janma leela. Mother Yashoda, Nanda Maharaj, they are already born. But in the spiritual sky, there is no janma leela or balla leela. Like, those leelas are available only in the material nature.
Thank you. Thank you.
The same question. Okay. Yes, Atit.
Maharaj, just on the Sat-Chit Ananda, Maharaj, I wanted to understand the Chit part a little more.
Chit part is the consciousness part. Okay. Sat is the existence that we are, that our existence aspect is Sat. Consciousness aspect is Chit. And bliss aspect is Ananda, joy. Yes, Nilamani? Okay, very good point. Gayatris are actually mantras. Mantras are called Gayatri. Because by chanting the mantra, one becomes delivered. That's why they are called Gayatri. The mantra and Gayatri is the same. Because by chanting the mantra, one becomes delivered. By singing the mantra, one becomes delivered. Therefore, they are Gayatri. There are various types of Gayatri. Like different in, there are, like in our line you have seen, there is Guru Gayatri, there is Gaur Gayatri, there is Krishna Gayatri, there is Kam Gayatri. Then there is also Lakshmi Gayatri, Rukmini Gayatri, Kali Gayatri. There can be various other types of Gayatri also. Now, Gayatri generally has three aspects. All Gayatris will have three aspects. One is Bij, then Nam, and then Nyas. Vij, every Gayatri has a Vij. Like Brahma Gayatri's Vij is Om. And similar, in this way, different Gayatris have the Vij, or the seed of the Gayatri. Then Nam, the personality, identity is revealed through the name of the. Like Krishna Gayatri will have Krishna's name, Gaur Gayatri will have Gaur Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's name. And then Nyas, the instruction of how to meditate upon the Gayatri. So these are the three aspects of Gayatri. But when the mantra consists of only the name, and there is no consideration of Vij or Nyas, that is Mahamantra. Like you can see, in this mantra, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. So, iti shodashaka namna, 16 names. So that is why this is Mahamantra. Another Mahamantra is Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Shivashadi Gaur Bhakta. Only the name and the name and the name only. So that's why this is Mahamantra. Yes.
Since Brahma, this present Brahma is for 100 years now, you mentioned in yesterday. So, but the Leela or the pastimes of Krishna is eternal in the spiritual sky. So when new Brahma comes, he sees the same thing because he sees the same thing because that's the eternal.
Yeah. Well, I mean, generally it is like that same. Like every universe has a Brahma. And all the Brahmas are born in ignorance. Then all the Brahmas become confused and then start to find out who they are, where they came from. And then Krishna playing the flute gives the Gayatri. Yes, Jagannath?
So all of the pastimes that we read about in Krishna book, those are only in material nature, the growing up pastimes.
Those Krishna book pastimes that we have, like Srimad Bhagavatam, is mainly of the Bhoma Leela. Krishna's pastimes on this planet.
And Rishinga Leela as well?
Huh?
Rishinga Leela as well?
Rishinga Dev?
Yeah.
That is also in relation to what they did when they came here. Okay. Oh, yeah.
A couple of questions.
Yeah, okay.
Is asking, what is the significance of sun, Savita, in Gayatri?
Yeah. Savita is actually sun god, who is the origin of everything in this planet, in this universe. He lights. If it's a matter of knowledge, if it's a matter of light, then who is lighting this universe? The sun god, Savita. But then Prabhupada is pointing out that ultimately actually it is Krishna who lights. Therefore when we chant that Gayatri, then our meditation is on Krishna.
And from Guru Gauranga Das, can the process of yoga assist in the cultivation of bhakti? In America, millions of people practice yoga, but we preach that this yoga is useless in this age. How can we engage these millions of aspiring yogis?
Yeah. Many, many people are practicing yoga nowadays, especially in America. Now, is it going to be helpful in understanding Krishna consciousness, understanding Krishna? Well, at least there's some inclination is there, like they're somehow trying to, somehow they're trying to appreciate, at least it is better than gross materialistic way of life. But ultimately they have to transcend that platform and become serious about understanding the spiritual reality, recognizing their spiritual identity. If the yoga is practiced only for the sake of a physical benefit or mental benefit, that is not going to take them. That's not going to take them anywhere. So, they by practicing yoga or their yoga gurus are not going to give them any kind of spiritual benefit. But The devotees can take advantage of that inclination. Because since they have some inclination towards some subtle practices, even though it is for their material benefit, it is kind of in making them somewhat inclined towards the Vedic culture, towards the Vedic wisdom. And we can take advantage of that and give them Krishna consciousness. So this is not going to solve their spiritual quest, but this can lead them to their spiritual quest. And in this way, probably Krishna is preparing the ground for propagation of Krishna consciousness, expansion of Krishna consciousness. It's something like when Srila Prabhupada, just before Srila Prabhupada came to America, youth of America were very much involved in the counterculture, hippie culture. Now, by becoming hippies, they couldn't become spiritual. But this mentality, searching for something beyond mundane sense gratification, made them more inclined or more receptive to the teachings of Srila. Any other questions? There are two questions. Okay. Yes. Your name is George?
Andrew.
Andrew. Okay, Andrew.
I was wondering, we take birth in the material world and we're born into ignorance, but we came from the spiritual world. Wherefore did our spiritual knowledge go? How did we lose it?
It got covered. Covered by our material covering. First is the subtle covering, and then the gross covering. The subtle covering is the covering of the mind, intelligence and false ego. The soul lost its spiritual identity, being covered by false ego, mistaken identity, intelligence and mind. Then we got placed into the gross body, right? And that caused the greater covering. And we started to identify ourselves with the body, forgetting about our spiritual identity completely. Thank you. All glory. Yes, Mother Sucharya.
I also want to ask, in the fifth canto, Srila Prabhupada writes a mantra, and he said, this is Srimad Bhagavatam, fifth canto, seventh chapter, verse 14, and he says that we should worship the Rai either with the Gayatri mantra or with this Rig mantra. So I'm wondering how is the Rig, is, I guess, from the Rig Veda, so how is it connected? And the translation is actually Narayan within the sun is maintaining the entire universe. Therefore, Narayan should be worshipped by the Gayatri mantra or the Rig mantra.
Yeah. You see, there's a difference between the Vedic hymns, like Rig, Mantra, or Shama, Rig, Sham. Mainly, these mantras are directly glorifying the Supreme Personality, indirectly glorifying the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Most cases, these mantras are actually glorifying the demigods. And those mantras are chanted, whereas Gayatri mantra is meditated.
And also, I wrote the mantra down. I wanted to use my daughter because I thought she didn't like Sanskrit. I thought she would enjoy it, my elder daughter, Madhurakshana. So I gave her the mantra on the card, thinking she would like it. She said, oh no, she said, you chant it for me. So can we actually chant mantras and prayers for other people?
And the best mantra to chant is Hare Krishna. Yeah. Why waste your time? I mean, better to just stick to Hare Krishna Maha Mantra.
Why does Srila Prabhupada give us that mantra?
Prabhupada didn't give that mantra.
But he's brought in the purport.
Yeah, one can do that. If you're in Satya Yuga, you could have done that. But now that you're in Kali Yuga, stick to Hare Krishna Maha Mantra. Because Prabhupada, what's Prabhupada's final instruction? Hare Nama, Hare Nama, Hare Nama, Eva Kevalam. So isn't that enough?
Huh?
And you make them understand. Thank you. Hare Krishna. All glories to Srila Prabhupada. Gaur Premanand.